that's a third-party generation. So they sell you your own leads. That service, you have to pay for leads even if you don't get the job, even if the client doesn't answer the phone. Whereas Google, they call you directly. It's an unlimited call service at a flat monthly rate. You know, your rates never go up. So there's a huge difference. Yeah. Hi, Nadine.
Hi, Lulu. I didn't want to interrupt, ladies. Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, Nadine.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. So I understand you've been talking here with Lulu. She mentioned to me your brand new business. Congratulations.
We are.
That is exciting. When did you guys start? Just this month or earlier in the year?
No. Well, we've kind of been building up to actually starting. My husband has loved woodworking since he was in high school about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And we bought a sawmill last year and started learning how to work with the sawmill.
Wow.
And my husband really started doing woodworking about 6 months ago and getting clients. We really started focusing on it.
Nice.
So about 6 months, but it was a long story up to getting it started.
I understand. Well, I mean, that's still exciting for you guys. So Bonneville Woodworks. Now, I know that Lulu, so basically you guys started this business 6 months ago, right? And so it kind of sounds like your husband does the labor, you kind of handle the marketing, or is it both of you?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I know Lulu mentioned that you guys don't currently have a website. Now, the work that he does a lot of frames, shelves, a lot of furniture too, right?
Yeah. So he actually has a full-time job in the woodworking cabinetry business.
Oh, okay.
And then he's just trying to get his own more custom furniture up and going. And so he's made floating shelves. He's made cabinets and – or not cabinets, but tables. And he's working on making –
like custom furniture.
For us. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. So this is more like still kind of like a side gig for him, you would say?
Yeah, he's trying to make it his full time, but given we just started 6 months ago, it's not it's not there yet.
It's okay. It's okay. A lot of them start off the way you guys do. So now I know Lulu put both residential and commercial, but when we're talking about the areas that he would target, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I'm talking about, you know, I would assume he delivers the furniture, or do they typically pick it up?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it depends on what the customer needs, wants, but he has delivered and people have picked it up as well either way.
Yeah. Okay. Now, do you guys use Facebook at all?
We are using Facebook. We started a Facebook page. We just haven't gotten very much traffic from there. It's mostly been word of mouth so far.
Oh, so you created like a business Facebook page?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, let me see if I can pull it up. And then you guys, let me just see here. The reason that I'm asking all of this, I know Lulu put you, you know, 3 hours away. Right, is typically like the farthest. But if we could get you, let's say, a book of business within maybe 50 miles, I think that would be an okay start, right? Because of the fact that he's still,
absolutely.
And I'm saying because he's still like part-time trying to get it to that full-time, you know, job, right?
Yeah.
Business. Okay, perfect. So, Hannah, one of the packages that I'm kind of leaning towards for you guys is our Platinum package. And that's because that package includes both Google and Facebook marketing, okay? Now, Bonneville Woodworks, Bonneville is one word, Woodworks is one word, correct? Because I noticed, okay, I just wanted to make sure because I saw there was actually something that popped up. Let me see if I can go back to it. I saw that there was your business was listed. Oh, here it is. Okay. It looks like you guys are listed on Angie's Leads, too. I don't know if that's current or not.
That's actually brand new. I just talked to them a couple of days ago, so.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to let you know, because on there it shows it as if it's all one word, Bonneville Woodworks. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So just an FYI, let me see here. Okay, so do you remember what the profile picture looks like on your Facebook page? This one might be you guys. I don't know.
So it's white and black, and it's just, it's actually.
Does it have a phone number? Is there a phone number 435-340-0000?
Yeah, that's my husband's phone number.
Oh, okay. So. Oh my gosh, I know what you're talking about now. These are beautiful. I was looking at the, you just mentioned it. What is it, the floater shelving?
Yeah.
Wow. Those are really nice.
Thank you.
Beautiful work he does.
He has
a
lot of talent, yeah.
For sure. For sure. I mean, oh my gosh, he does those flags too. I love those flags.
He does.
Let me tell you something. My husband actually saw a guy make one out of a crucifix. It's the flag. I mean,
really? You
know those things sell like hotcakes, right? In fact, even those, have you seen those blank? You probably know what I'm talking about. I'm probably using the wrong terminology. It's those like blanket ladders. It's an actual ladder, but you throw blankets over it.
Oh, blanket ladders. Okay, I thought you said letters.
Oh, no, blanket ladders. You're like, oh, that's something new. Yeah, those are a hot item to sell, right?
Well, I'll have to tell him that
You'll have to tell him because you know what? Even for Christmas, I'm telling you, my husband's not like the most, like my husband's not even probably close to what your husband does. My husband does a good job, right? But he made a bunch of them for Christmas and we had friends that were ordering them from him because he's on dialysis, so he doesn't have nothing to do except time on his hands. He started making some and they're like, oh my gosh, can you make me one? And some of them were wanting like, you know, solid oak. And he's like, okay, but you're going to pay whatever the wood's going to cost me, you know? And I'm telling you. I mean, I'm kind of giving you ways you guys can make more money too. So, but he does beautiful work. Okay. So this platinum package that I want to offer you guys, it's going to include both Google and Facebook marketing. Now, the way that we do things here, Hannah, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. Okay. Our program is month to month. There's no contracts. Calls will come directly to you from these potential prospects, right? And you're not being charged per call, per job, or per click. So with the new in-business rate, I'm able to give you a 50% savings and completely waive the setup fee. You guys would be looking at a flat monthly rate of $249 a month, month to month. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what this would include for you guys is the first page placement on Google, content creation on Bing. We will also run Facebook ads. Now, with Facebook ads, they're going to retarget anyone who's done a search on Google for his services, and even if they didn't call him, Hannah, but they go to Facebook, and now they're just looking through pictures or stories, that's when they would see his ad appear, both on the desktop, and it'll also show up on their mobile device. So this will help him reach more new potential clients. However, we'll make it unique where we could target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. It's a click-to-call ad. So they would click on it and call them directly. I know a lot of our clients have seen really great results with those Facebook ads because they're consistently retargeting. Now, in addition to that, I would include a website as well that we would build, host, and maintain so we can definitely showcase his work. The website will attach it where the business is being listed. We're going to also get him listed on Apple, Yelp, Yahoo. We include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and we'll give exposure on mobile devices. So anyone who's performing a search from their iPhone, Android, or tablet will be able to find him on the first page of Google utilizing any of those devices. So pretty much this platinum package would be covering all of his bases, and that would be at $249 a month.
Okay.
I mean, how do you feel about it so far? I mean, what are your thoughts?
Well, that sounds great. I'd like to try it and where it's month to month. I'd especially with Christmas coming up, I know that everything's going to be picking up and people are going to want to be having custom stuff done.
Oh, yeah.
A good t-shirt now.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, now is the time. And this is not created to, like, overwhelm him. And I say that because how it's still part-time. What this is going to do is generate a steady flow of potential clients. And he could be very selective, too, on the ones that he wants to take. Now, on your Angie's, did they turn on your leads yet, Hannah?
I don't think they have, no.
Okay.
There's more paperwork I need to do. And then they also want to wait to get back with me to, like, they do a background check on it.
Okay. Now, and then, are you guys, did they kind of explain to you they have the opportunities and then they have one program that's the pay per lead? Have they gone over any of that with you guys yet?
They did talk a little bit about it when we were signing up, but they were waiting
to get through.
To come back.
So, okay, yeah, I mean, it's a good directory. You just want to be very mindful with the leads that come through, because if you're not, like, on top of it, right, when that lead gets sent and you don't call it right away, I mean, they're still charging you, so you want to make sure that you're kind of on top of those leads or even setting a budget so that way you don't get too overwhelmed, right? So what do you think your husband's going to say about it? What are his thoughts going to be about this?
I think it sounds great, and I think he'll be fine with it as well.
Okay.
He really wants to get going with it as fast as he can. So given that
that's
it's going to be on Google, I mean, everyone uses Google.
I know.
I
who
really
doesn't, right? I know.
Coverage.
I even look up symptoms for Google.
Yeah.
I'll be looking up symptoms, and my husband's like, get off of there. It's not a doctor. You're already burying yourself, you know?
Yeah, look at symptoms on Google. It tells you you're dying, but, you know.
Yeah. You were just looking them up, too, the other day, so don't tell me anything. He just laughs, you know. He's like, I think I discovered what's wrong with me. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, because he's a dialysis patient, and he's like, you don't understand. I don't have an appetite right now. This happened. This is very common. I'm like, oh, my gosh, would you get off of Google? It's not because, you know, he's on WebMD and all over the place. I'm all, you got too much time on your hands.
Yeah.
You don't have a project to do. So I was going to ask you, Hannah, what's the best email for you? Because this is where we would send correspondence from us. Okay. This is where I'm going to send you everything in writing. And this is also where we would send your receipt. You always want to keep your receipts for your tax purposes because it's a write-off.
Yeah. So if you want to send it to Bonneville Woodworks, all one word, no uppercases, @gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one that I saw that was on the Facebook. So let me do this. Right now while we're on the phone, Hannah, I'm sending you two emails. Okay, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Now the first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. Going to show you that the price for our platinum package is $249 a month, so that you see it's always going to be that price month to month. And it's also going to include everything that I mentioned that's included in that package. The second email will be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So with our program, you're also going to have this customized tracking and reporting system, which will allow you to track your phone calls. You could see how many times you came up in the search results, view your profiles and your keywords. And we definitely want you to be able to track that and not just taking our word for it that it's working. So I'm sending you an example of that just to kind of have an idea. Now, on this number that you and I are speaking on, Hannah, can you also get text messages to this phone number?
I can, yes.
Okay. So I'm going to be sending you a series of text messages. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account. However, I always like to provide my information so that you have it for your record. So you're going to receive the first text with my name, Nadine Medina, my phone number, and my extension. And then the second text that you'll be receiving will have the number to our customer service. So we're here within our company. We do everything. We don't outsource it. In fact, you're going to have a team that is going to be dedicated to your account. So any time that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. Now, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are on mountain time, if I'm correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So you're actually 1 hour ahead of us. We're on the West Coast. So anytime you have a change, an update, a question, a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service, and we are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. So, in fact, like right now, we're 1 hour behind you. So we'll always be here for you 8 to 5, except I believe it's the 5th, we fall back 1 hour, so then it might change to 2 hours, okay? But it's always going to be that time for you, okay? So let me send you that. And then this third text that you're going to be receiving is going to have this link to a YouTube video. And the video, I'm going to say it's about maybe 6 minutes long. I do recommend, Hannah, that when you have time, as well as your husband, both of you watch the video. It's just going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results. It's really simple. I just want you guys to get familiar with it, okay? Did all three of those messages come through to you?
So I have the first one with the...
With my name?
Yeah. Right, yeah, and then welcome, and then the click on the
video.
Thing, so, yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So all three came in. Okay, awesome. Now, just for the account purpose, Hannah, how do you spell your first name?
It's H-A-N-N-A-H.
Okay. And what's your last name?
It's Lutes, L-U-T-E-S. It's spelled like a flute, just without the S.
So it's F as in Frank, L-U-T-S?
Sorry, no.
Flute.
It's without the F.
So oh, without
L
the F.
As in, yeah.
Okay, so it's like glutes, but without the G. Right? So it's L as in Larry, U, T as in Tom, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, I know the best number, I'm assuming the best number for us to always reach you at is going to be the 801-669-3142. Is that going to be the number that you also want listed for the business?
We better, yeah, just because my husband works long hours. So.
For now? Okay. No worries.
He's not easily able to answer questions.
I know, poor guy. Okay. So we'll keep it as your number. Now, let's say later on down the road, right, he's full-time, he's going full force, he wants to switch it to his number, just let us know. We can always update it. Not a big deal. Okay. So in the meantime, the number listed for the business will be the 801-669-3142, and that's the best number also for us to reach you at. Okay. And then the business name should read as Bonneville, which is one word, and then the second word would be Woodworks. Is that correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. Now, Google's going to also be sending out a PIN code. It's going to come in the mail, and it looks like a postcard. The PIN code is actually what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So what address do you want them to mail it to?
85 North, mm-hmm. 100 West,
mm-hmm.
Ephraim, Utah would be the one.
84627 is the zip code?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. And I'm assuming this is where you guys reside, like your home address?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to hide the address so that it does not show up on Google, okay? Just an FYI. No one needs to know where you live at, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, for the billing. So before we process the payment, I'm going to actually be walking you through, it's called a voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. Now, when I am walking you through it, I want you to do me a favor. If there is something that you do not understand, just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the payment. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah, sounds great.
Okay. Now, when I'm walking you through it, it's going to go over the billing date. Now, it will say, Hannah, that this is a two-month verbal agreement. Basically, what we're just asking is that you at least stick it out 2 months, but you're paying monthly. It will also state there that at any time if you decide you want to pause it or cancel it, the only thing we ask is that you call us 3 business days before that billing is due so that way you don't get charged. That is it. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee or hold you hostage. We don't work like that, okay? Now, the card that you're using, is it in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It would be in my name.
Okay. And is it just Hannah Lutz or is there like a middle initial?
No, just Hannah Lutz.
Okay. And is that the same billing address, Hannah?
It is, yeah.
Okay. And would that be a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It would be a Visa.
Okay. And then what is the card number whenever you're ready?
All right, yeah. Hold on, let me go get it.
No worries. Take your time. While you're doing that, I do want to ask if you want me to notate your husband on the account. So, like, let's say in the event you can't call in to make a change, and let's say you have him call in, do you want me to notate it that he can also make changes to the account?
Yes, please.
Okay. What's his first name?
It's Michael.
Michael. And then same last name? Lutz?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And then, now, if he were to call, right, they're going to identify him by his phone number. Is that the 435-340-0000, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'll make sure that they know that that's his phone number. So if he calls in, they'll say, okay, well, what's your number? So that way they see it on the account. And then when I'm walking you through that voice verification, I'll also say that you're authorizing Michael Lutz to also make changes to the account in the event you can't call in to make the change. So that way everything's notated. I like to be super, like, I like to explain everything fully. So now I also want to set up a security question on your account here with us. And you have the choice, Hannah, that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could also be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Let's just do maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mom's maiden name?
Bray, B-R-A-Y.
Okay. Now, if in the event, okay, let's say you got a call from someone that's trying to sell you another type of online product, right? And you're not sure if it's us or not, ask them, what's my security question? They'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not Local Splash calling you. So that's why we do that.
Okay. Perfect.
We do it to protect you, you know. You just never know nowadays. Okay?
Yeah.
And then I know you said that that was a Visa, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I erased the number, sorry.
Oh, yeah, whenever you are. Oh, no, it's okay.
Yeah, it's 4023.
Uh-huh.
4706.
Uh-huh.
0228.
Okay.
9332.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat it back to you for accuracy. 4023-4706. And then you said 8228 or 0228, I'm sorry. Correct?
0228.
Yeah.
Yeah.
0228. And then the last four are 9332. Correct?
Correct.
When is the expiration month and year?
April 2025.
April 25. And what's the CVV code on the back?
150.
150. Okay, so I'm not processing the payment yet because I'm first walking you through the voice verification recording. Remember, if there is something you do not understand, just ask me, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can review it and rephrase it, okay? So okay. I am going to turn on the recording, Hannah, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Bonneville Woodworks.
That's okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Hannah Lute, and I'm the part and co-owner.
Thank you. Are you authorized, Hannah, to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
And you also authorize your husband, Michael Lutz, to make changes to the account in the event you cannot call in to make a change. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Hannah, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Now, as I mentioned, okay, you might get a company that's trying to sell you another type of online product. Hannah, they are not associated with us. We are never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $249 a month. Even if somebody called you to say you needed to pay $5 to verify your profile, you don't give them any money. You take down their phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately because it's not us calling you. And how you can identify if it's us calling you, ask them, what's my security question? And they will hang up on you. That's how you'll know. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, just to explain, we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just asking that before you do, just give us a quick call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 1st, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means, Hannah, your second payment will be charged on December 1st, 2023, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment. What that means is that your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. Now, if you choose to pause it or cancel it, we do ask that you at least call 3 business days before that next billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. So you already know if you need to pause it or cancel it, call 3 business days before the first of the month, so that way they don't charge you. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree.
So what I'm doing now, Hannah, is I'm updating the package. I'm going to be processing the payment, and you're going to get a receipt sent both to your email and in a text message, and we'll go over that in a couple of minutes. Now, the next thing I want to do, if you can kind of start thinking about how your day looks tomorrow, I'm going to be scheduling what's called a client interview. The client interview, we block out an hour, but That interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, depending on how many questions or details you have, and it'll be conducted with one of our technicians. They're going to be talking to you, basically re-verifying the information you and I went over, talking to you about the website, the Facebook ads. This is where the magic is going to happen, okay? And you don't need to be in front of a computer. So how does your schedule look for tomorrow?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, so pretty open.
Okay. All right. I know I have a friend, she's a stay-at-home mom, and she tells me, I need a vacation. I'm all, but I thought you enjoyed being at home. She goes, well, she homeschools her kids.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So she's got one's in junior high, the other one's in sixth grade, and then the other one, Bailey, she's like literally five. But she's like, oh, my gosh. I'm all, but that's kind of cool being a stay. I wish I could have been, honestly. I feel like I missed out on a lot with my kids. Because it's like my daughter's aunt would be like, oh, Cynthia just started walking. I'm like, oh, great. I missed her first step. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But it's okay. All right. So let's see. I'm going to kind of go over some times that I have here. And you let me know, Hannah, what time would work for you. Okay. So the time that I give you is based off of your time zone. I have 9 to 10, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. I have a 12 to 1. Do any of those times work? I also have, it looks like I have an 8 to 9.
Let's do a 12 to 1.
12 to 1? You're like, not too early, please. Right?
Yeah.
It You're like, let me get my coffee in. I hear you. Okay. So I'm going to send you this calendar invite. Now, the calendar invite basically is just letting you know that tomorrow they're going to be calling you between 12 and 1 o'clock. And we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So all you want to do is make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason when we call you, you're like in the middle of something and you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and let us know so that way we can call you right back. And we'll also send you a reminder an hour before to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, just in case if you forget, okay? So I'm sending you that email. Now, we're just going to go over just a few quick notes. These are just some basic notes for the technicians so that they know where to start from. So we're putting here, I know we talked about like the custom furniture, right? What else did you want me to notate on there?
So what my husband's really passionate about doing with his business is he wants to go into people's homes and, like, down their trees or take the trees after they've been downed that they've, like, grown up with and then make furniture out of grandma's tree or the tree that they've lived in the house before.
Wow. Wow.
So not quite sure how you want to word that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But he just remembers growing up and hearing everyone talking about how I wish I could make something out of grandma's tree because it got fell down during the storm, you know.
Okay. Okay. Wow. That's so nice. Now, does he do framing? Does he want to be listed as a carpenter? Anything like that? Woodworking?
Carpenter.
I love that you just said that. I love that you just said that. I didn't mean to get off subject right now, but I could remember my grandma's tree when they took it down. That would have been something that I would have wanted. You know what I mean? It was a tree that my grandpa always sat under. It was like a swing. When we pulled up one day to my grandparents' house, that's when we knew, wow, grandpa's really gone because that tree was gone. They like removed it. I was devastated because as a kid, I could remember always being under that tree.
Yeah. And see, that's the memories he wants to keep alive, you know, like.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
You don't know what to do with them. If it was just like a picture frame made out of grandpa's tree or if it's like.
Right.
A table, coffee table. And he's made dressers. He's made barn doors. He's even just cut up some wood and paneled it. Like, you know, that wood paneling.
Uh-huh.
Super popular.
Yes. Oh, I know.
He does that as well.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay. Now, you mentioned you wanted me to put, like, doors, wood doors. I mean, before I went off subject.
No worries. So basically, he's just open to doing anything with woodworking, whatever your imagination is.
Okay.
Give us a call, and he wants to try it, really, honestly. But he has made doors. He's made tables. He's made dressers, and he's made chests. And he even made, like, a piano bench chest for people.
Wow.
That holds piano books with removable shelving. So, like, you know, piano books are too wide, then you can add more, but...
Awesome. Okay, perfect. And this is just giving them some, and then they'll go over more in detail with you tomorrow. And then, let me see. I have you set for tomorrow. Let me see here. I can't believe tomorrow's already. Oh, my gosh. I was just thinking, I got to start buying a turkey now. Oh, Lord. Like, I think Christmas is around. I, like, literally went to go buy Halloween candy, and I'm all, why is all the Christmas stuff out already? Can you give me some time to breathe? Jeez. I was like, oh, my God. Because I went to the Walmart by my house because I get a lot of trick-or-treaters. So I figured I'll stop there real quick, grab some big bags. And this was, like, literally on Monday. And I'm all, what is going on? Like, they were... Like, literally,
no.
Almost all the Halloween stuff was gone. They were already busting out with the Christmas stuff. I looked at my husband and said, get me out of here before I start shopping even more. Like, I got to get out. And he's like, yeah, I can tell already. Like, your eyes are, like, huge right now, like deer in headlights when you saw everything Christmas. I'm like, I know. Crazy. Okay, so let me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm still trying to pay for all the Christmas gifts for the grandkids from last year. Okay. I just go crazy with decorating. And then, are you guys licensed and insured or in the process? It's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit.
We're not.
Okay. Now, do you guys have an LLC?
We do, I think.
I thought it showed on your logo.
So, it did.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to put that you have an LLC.
Perfect.
And then, let's see here. Yeah, because, I mean, for woodworking, I mean, if you're doing custom furniture, do you even need insurance for that? You know what I mean? That would be kind of weird.
Yeah.
But,
no, I was talking
yeah.
to someone, and if we built cabinets for, like, kitchens, we would have to be insured.
Then, yeah.
Doing
but you're not even doing that. That. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, now... You know how it will be your phone number listed there, okay? We can put, if you want, we can put a tracking number on it, okay? Now, the tracking number would be the one actually showing, and that would be the one actually that would be linked to your phone. So when they call that number, it'll ring to your phone, but it comes with an app that you download from the App Store, and it allows you to actually track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls that might have come in. Do you prefer that it be your number listed there, or would you be interested in a tracking number?
My husband and I have actually talked about getting that for the business, so I think we would be interested in that.
Okay, I'm going to do this.
Phone numbers or not.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to tell you. It'll help you guys from preventing, like, spam calls coming in, because if a spam call were to come in, you can block it. You know what I mean? And it's less likely for you to get spam calls when you have a tracking number, because when it's your actual physical phone number showing, you're more prone to that, okay? Now, I put you guys down for 50 miles because that's how far the Facebook ads would target. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, awesome. And then you could change it at any time. Like, let's say he wanted to scale it back to 30. Just let us know. We can always make changes. Okay. And then what's this next? Okay. When we communicate with you, Hannah, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text, all three? What's your preference?
Preference is probably text messages, but... If it's important,
okay.
Probably phone call.
I'll put text and phone, okay? So they'll use either one, okay? And then what are your hours of operation? Are you like a Monday through, is he Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? I would say like phone decor.
We should do Monday through Saturday. Yeah.
Okay. What time, honey?
And probably about 9 a.m. to, let's do 8 p.m.
9 to 8? Okay.
Yeah.
And then what forms of payments does he accept right now? Is he doing just like cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Apple Pay?
So we have Venmo at the moment, and we would do cash. We haven't quite gotten into the
the check,
the card,
the sale.
But
okay,
checks would be fine because, you know, we just deposit in our bank account.
So I'll put cash, so check. Do you want me to list Venmo?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. Perfect. Now, if you guys ever think about credit cards, a really good one that my aunt uses for her catering business is she uses, it's called Square. And, it's pretty good because it kind of even does invoicing for her and everything. So, I mean, if that's something you guys are thinking about further down the line, and it's not, I mean, it has like the charges, like let's say, like, you know, the service fee or whatever, if someone's paying with a card, but she always tells them like, hey, if you guys want to use your credit card to pay for the catering, that's fine. Or you could do cash or Zelle and, or even Venmo. And she tells them if you pay with credit card, there's like a 30% service fee. And they're like, okay, cool. And they're pretty open to it, you know?
Okay.
So that's always something to look into. Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
now,
I've heard of Square, and I think I see it at like farmers markets and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And it's pretty cool. Yeah. Now, the last couple of things I need you, there are two emails, as well as, let me see. There's two emails, so, that I need you to find, and they're also sent to you in a message. One is your invoice, and the other one is photo action, action photos needed. Okay? So whichever one you find first, so this way I can walk you through them, and then we're almost done. I probably only need like 4 minutes, and then we're all done.
Okay. Pictures needed for Google verification?
Yes. So I kind of want to go over this with you. So all this is Google basically requires photos, right? This is going to help us get you verified faster. Now, some of those you might not have. Right? Like, for example, you probably don't have the license and the insurance. Obviously, you're not going to send us that. But the items that you do have, I want you to send them. Okay? So, for example, send us a picture of his tools. Send us a picture of equipment he uses. Send us a picture if he has a work vehicle that he uses. Send us a picture of that. You could send us a picture of his LLC, right? If he has a business card that he hands out, send us a picture of that. Okay? The workplace. So wherever he stores his equipment, send us a picture of that. Whatever items that you can send us photos on, send them. Okay? This will help us get you guys PIN verified a lot quicker. All right?
Okay.
Now, and all this does really is it's also beneficial for you guys because what Google's doing now is they're starting to crack down on these businesses that aren't legitimate companies that are taking away business from companies like yours. Okay, so Google's cracking down on those guys. So that's why now they're implementing this, but it's going to be a more of a benefit for you guys in the long run. Okay, so just send us the ones that you can. Now, the other one that I need you to also find is the one that says initial invoice. And I believe it came either before or after the welcome one. And it'll start off by saying, hello, Hannah. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Okay. Yeah, I got that.
Okay. Beautiful. So you're going to open it up. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
You'll click on that. Now it's going to open up a page that says at the very top, Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is everything that we're doing. Now I know it kind of looks weird, but if you keep your cursor on the top part of the page, and I don't know if you're looking at it from your phone or from your desktop, honey.
It's on my iPad.
Okay, perfect. So you know how you can kind of scroll down without it scrolling to the very bottom of the page so you see the services kind of moving down? I want to kind of go over that with you. So under your services, you're going to have the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, You're going to have the directory submissions. You're going to have the My Site, okay? The Facebook page access, all you're going to do, Hannah, is add us on as managers so we can manage your Facebook ads. We're not going to do the posting. We're just managing the Facebook ads, okay? And then Facebook ads is part of your package. Google Ads and Google Guaranteed are products that we also assist with. They don't apply to your package. It's always something we can look at later to see if it's available, like the Google Guaranteed for his category. And Google Ads, you guys, honestly, you're going to do better with the Facebook ads. Google Ads are more expensive anyways, okay? They work, but I think for you guys right now, this is the best start. Google Workspace. Now, during your client interview, they might offer it to you. You do not have to do it because it is an additional cost. What it's basically having is like a work email that would say hannah@blahblahblah.com, right? It's an additional charge, but you do not need to do it. You can decline it. You're going to have the advanced reporting system, live client support team, and it shows our hours 7 to 4, Monday through Friday, SMS communication, okay, delivery dates. So starting from tomorrow, we're going to get moving, okay? So within 6 to 10 days, I need you to be on the lookout. In the mail, you're going to receive a PIN code from Google. That PIN code is going to look like a postcard, and it'll say Google at the top. That's what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Now, within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have you listed in all those directories, and we're also going to be sending you your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your website will be live, and so will your Facebook ads. You'll already be able to see both of those, okay, within 7 to 14 days. Now, in our terms and conditions that we send to you in writing, the first page placement, we always say, can take between 30 to 45 days. That's our promise. I will tell you, though, we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen many times, Hannah, where it's happened sooner. So that's why I urge you that when you get that PIN code, you get it to us right away, and the technician will give you the different ways of getting the PIN code to us. So, like, I believe you can text it, you can email it, or you can even input it yourself, okay? Now, when these steps are being processed, we're going to be sending you notifications to keep you in the loop. Like, when you're on the first page, we'll notify you when your Facebook ads are live, your website, when you're in the directory. So we're going to keep you aware of the work that we're doing, too, okay? Now, under the payments, it shows that your initial investment to activate your services was $249 that was paid today to Local Splash on 11-1-2023. The way we break it down is we allocate $100 of the $249 to your Facebook ads that we're managing. You will never incur a cost per click. You're always paying a flat rate. Now, the monthly after that, we'll show you. $149 plus the $100, $249. That's how you know that price will never change. Okay, if you need to put it on a seasonal hold, right, pause it, you need to cancel it, we right there it shows, just call 3 business days before the billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. Now, where it says mobile phone, it has your phone number listed there, and underneath of the mobile phone, there's a little box that you need to check that you agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number, which is your number. And then you're going to click on where it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. All the information is true and correct because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided. And then you'll click on confirm signature after you type in your name exactly as it reads. So just Hannah and then Lutz. And then when you do that, Hannah, let me know because it then should open up a page asking you to enter a username and password. So let me know once you see that.
So I clicked on the I agree and everything, but there's no button to like type or to electronically sign.
Okay, so when you're on there, do you see where it says sign at the bottom and there's a little box next to it that says click here and type your name as seen above?
There's no box to click on. So it says signature, okay. Your name has who agree. Maybe if I turn my, oh, okay. I turned my iPad the other way and it appeared.
Okay. Well, you know what's funny is I had to, I have my, well, I wear glasses, right? But I still put my, my text is still big. And I'm like, how come I can't see something? And I actually had to kind of shrink it down a little bit because when it's too big, it kind of cuts it off.
Okay. It went through the username and password one.
Beautiful. I wanted you to see this part. So we don't have your username or password yet because they're going to be creating that. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive an email with this link, a username and a password that we're going to generate, and you can even change it to a password of your choice. Okay? So this mm-hmm. is why I want you to watch that video because it gives you that demonstration. All right? So just like I said, tomorrow we're going to be calling you between 12 and 1 o'clock from an 877 number, so just make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. Other than that, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited for you guys, so excited. I'm so glad that we're able to help you. Did you have any, like, other questions for me?
Not at the moment, but thank you for welcoming us.
You are so welcome. Yes, so listen, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician, but if I happen to be on a call or in a meeting, the technician will be calling you directly from an 877 number, okay?
Okay.
So, all right. Well, listen, you have a good evening, and we will talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Will do. Thank you, Nadine.
All right. You're so welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.